21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where Michael Bull in Bangkok, Jamie Willett in Dubai, and Chris Carter and Dennis Grice at Concordia International School Shanghai review EdTech tools for you.
And welcome back. This is Chris Carter with Michael Bull and Jamie Willett, and today we're all practicing to be the good shepherds. Well, we can't be that good, but we'll do our best. Anyway, Jamie, tell us about Shepherd software.
So, very well done. So this is... this website is a little bit of kind of an oldie but goodie kind of a tech tip day. So this is something I was messing around on it at when I wasn't supposed to be at a faculty meeting this afternoon. and the teacher who was sitting next to me leaned over and she's like, oh, I completely forgot about that website. And so what it is shepherdsoftware.com. And it's, you know, it's not something you download onto your computer, despite what the website would seem. But it does have a whole bunch of interactive games and they're organized by category. And the ones that I particularly find myself going back to a lot are the math games. And what, and the nice thing about all of them is that they are all incredibly interactive. And so I use them in order to make better use of my Promethean board, or if you have a smart board, as kind of a center in my classroom. Because they're interactive, the kids can be touching the board, if you have a smart board, or using the pen with a Promethean to actually interact with the board. Because as many of us found when we first got our smart boards or our interactive whiteboards, we tended to use them as a teacher and interact with them, but it's harder to get your kids on the board doing things where they're practicing skills. So this lets you do that. There are tons of interactive games. My students' current favorite is they have several versions of basically kind of Fruit Ninja, but it's multiplication ninja or geometry shape ninja or whatever.
That's where, what I'm playing right now. How'd you know?
She knows more about you, Michael, than you realize.
Where they're looking for, you know, find a five-sided shape and they have to touch it if they're using the board or click on it if you're on a computer. The big downfall of this is that it is all flash-based. So you cannot use this on those iPads that you have in your room. And that is a kind of a pretty big bummer. But if you're trying to, you know, use your interactive whiteboard, this is a great thing to use. So limited use, but for that one thing that you may want, it's good for that.
Now, Jamie, I've got a question for you. Was that teacher that you met, was she like, or mentioned this, was she 75 and she was playing this game back in the 80s when the website first came out?
Yeah.
Funny. No, she is actually my age. She's in her 20s, 30s.
20s.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere between 20 and 50. Ah, okay. You're not revealing.
Yeah, but so, like, if you have really young kids and you want to teach them to count sheep, Shepherd software will get you there.
There you go.
I do see the point of this. It's good. It's good.
I don't think it will put your kids to sleep, though. So there's that.
Nice. Learn to count sheep without going to sleep. Shepherd software.
There you go.
For free. You can have that one for free.
Fire.
Oh, wait. Need some lotion for that burn.
The whole thing is free. So is, there's a connection there, too.
It is oddly, I mean, it is a good point that these games are so simple that they could work on an interactive whiteboard, because more complex games that you typically see aren't going to do that well on that, because they're going to want more movement than you can really handle on a whiteboard.
So this is really nice for the super young grades where kindergarten, first grade, where you may have center time in your room still, or you set up your math lesson or whatever lesson as centers where they're rotating through your room. This allows your interactive whiteboard to become that independent center.
Nice.
Got it. So, you know what the next question is.
So if you, too, would like to learn to count sheep without falling asleep, go to shepherdsoftware.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.